The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Be walking in one or you'd be walking in the other. We choose faith. We know faith comes by hearing God's word, right? So praise God, we have a shield of faith that'll quench every fiery dart that the wicked one brings against us. Amen? Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for giving us faith, faith that pleases you. Father, thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit that resides inside of us, leading us into truth and guiding us, Father. Help us to be guidable. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Then it says in verse 6, continuing, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. The end is not yet. Guys, we're in the end times, but the end is not yet. It says, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in place after place. Verse 8, all of this is but the beginning of the early pains, of the birth pangs, and then in the Amplified it says, of the intolerable anguish. You know what anguish means? It's extremely distressed, extremely stressed. I mean, to an extreme, right? Then they will hand you over to suffer affliction and tribulation and put you to death, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Remember, Jesus is talking. And then many will be offended and repelled and will begin to distrust and desert whom? It says him whom they ought to trust and obey. And they will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. I say not in this house. Amen? Not in this house. Verse 11, and many false prophets will rise up and deceive and lead many into error. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multiplied lawlessness and iniquity. That's happening around the world, isn't it? 13, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom, the gospel, the good news, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations. And then will come the end. Well, what are we here? Advancing God's kingdom, right? We've said that so many times. Our purpose here is to advance his kingdom. And we define his kingdom as the way God wants to do things and the way he thinks about things, right? Well, we know God is love. We're going to operate in love. So our love is going to grow hotter. Amen? Amen. Doesn't mean we don't speak the truth. Doesn't mean we don't walk out the truth. But we do it in his love. Through his ability. Through his empowering. Amen? Amen. Let's read a little more about this end times. Luke 21, verses 25 through 28 in the New King James. It says, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations. Distress. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Verse 26, men's hearts failing them from fear. Fear will make you sick. I'll get down there in a minute. And listen to this, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Verse 27. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Amen. We serve a redeeming God. Amen. We serve a redeeming God. In the Amplified, it says in 26, men swooning away or expiring with fear and dread and apprehension, right? We talked last week about worry in Job. He said, I have no peace. I have no quietness. I have no rest. Only trouble seems to come. And why was it? He says, because what I always feared had come upon him, right? What he had always feared, right? Why am I talking about fear? Because guys, listen, the father lies, he lies, right? He doesn't lie about the color of my car. Color of my car ain't going to make me afraid. He lies about false expectations. You see, hope is great expectations. See, God gives us hope, right? Faith, hope, and love, right? But here's the thing. Fear comes from the enemy, and it comes through lies. It comes through lies that, you know, the prince of the power of the air puts out there. All the different lies, creating fear, right? You've heard the term, to be gripped in fear. I've preached this before, but I need to preach it today in a different way. Why? Because you're being equipped. You're being equipped for what? For the work of the ministry. Amen? Your ministry. And see, fear will grip you trying to hold you back from what God is calling you to, right? But see, Jim and Missy, they said, God will take you out of that place of fear and put you into a place of faith to accomplish something. Amen? Amen. According to the American Institute of Stress, highly reliable, I'm sure. But listen to what they said. 77% of people experience stress that affects their physical health. 73% reported it impacts their mental health. Their body and their soul. Did you hear that? Their physical health and their mental health. Your soul being your mind, will, and emotions. In the last 2 years, it said it had increased to 87% for both. And a third of those said it was extreme, to the point of like a 10 on a 10 scale. The physical effects of stress, and I don't have time to list them all, depression, insomnia, cardiovascular, colds, viruses, GI disorders, chronic pain, cancer, obesity, diabetes, and any other lie that Satan will want to put on you. Right? Really? In Proverbs 4, verses 20, I'm going to read all the way to 23. But 20 says, "My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings." Come alongside with what I'm saying here. "Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your mind, will, and emotions, of your heart," right? "For they are life to those who find them," listen to this, "and healing and health to all your flesh." What's the word of God do for you? It builds up your shield of faith where the fiery darts won't hit home. They don't hit home, guess what happens? I start walking in health and healing to all my flesh. Not only my body, but my mind, will, and emotions. Why? Because I'm resting on what he says, not on what the lies of the enemy are trying to influence me to think, right? This making sense? In the Passion, verse 21 says, "Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep, deep inside you, inside your spirit," so it says. Deep. You have to fill your thoughts. You know, anybody asks, "Well, what you thinking?" Nothing. Nothing. That's not true. You're thinking something. It might have been what you're going to eat for lunch. It might have been something, whatever. But your mind's always moving, right? It's always thinking of something. And see, Satan wants to fill that space up with thoughts of dread, false expectations. It's going to be bad. It's never going to get better, right? Right? Trying to influence your mind. As a man thinks, so he shall be, right? Right? So why do you think we're so big on God's word? I mean, Sarah looks at my sermon, she says, "That's a lot of scriptures." I said, "Yeah, it is. It's a lot. And I had a lot more. I had to keep sitting down. Sorry, John. Good luck." I had to read verse 23 in the Amplified, Proverbs 4. I had to add it to it. It says, "Keep and guard your heart. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of your life." Meaning, what's going on inside of you is going to come out into your life. And the root of all the bad things that happen comes from a seed planted by a lie based in fear. Now you listen to what I'm saying. And Satan, and guys, here's the thing. We've all faced it. I'm not sitting here telling you you're not going to feel fear. It's going to come upon you. You're going to feel it. But you're going to dismiss it, right? You're not going to walk in the fear you feel. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, fear doesn't rise up. It's going to try to. But you're going to make a choice. You're going to see to it that you're not frightened. You're going to see to it. You may feel it, but you're going to see to it that you're not frightened or troubled. Well, how do you see to it? By filling your thoughts with God's word. You're going to say God's word. You're going to speak God's word. You're going to say your scripture confessions. Right? That's why, I mean, coming together and raising a hallelujah together, that builds up my faith. It does. Because we're not supposed to stand alone. We stand as a body of Christ, Satan being the head, right? We hold each other up. We encourage each other in God's word, regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance, regardless of what you're going through. Case said it. Truth does not set people free. There's a lot of truth we're speaking today. It can set people free if they know it. It's the truth you know that sets you free. But there's people out there that they don't know the truth. They've never heard it or never wanted to hear it. But as the fear grows greater and greater and people start literally dying because of that fear, they're going to be looking to be set free. Well, what's going to set them free? The truth. She's raising a hallelujah. Praise God. I'll take that and run with it. Amen. Praise God. You see, we are partakers of the truth. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're empowered by the Spirit of truth residing inside of us, leading us into truth, right? We get to share that truth, speaking that truth, and we do it in love. And then God starts setting people free because of his truth. Amen? Amen. Amen. See, in the Passion, I love this scripture. It's Psalm, I don't know if I gave it to you, John. I may have. Psalm 34:4. Did I give that one to you? All right. I started adding so much I don't know what I did and didn't do. I'm going to read it in the Passion first. It says, listen to my testimony. I cried to God in my distress, my anguish, my fear. I cried out to God and he answered me and he freed me from all my fears. Whew. He freed. Okay, so number one, this is the truth of God's word. This is the truth of God's word, right? This truth, as we know it, we know that we know that we know what God says is true. That truth sets us free. And what he's saying is, we're going to cry to God, regardless of situation, regardless of circumstance. And he's the one that's going to set us free. Amen? That's right. Amen. In the Amplified, it said, I sought, I inquired of the Lord. And I love this. And I required him. Of necessity, and listen to this, and on the authority of his word. See, so many people are trying to tell us the rights we have, the rights we don't have. Our rights are God-given. Amen? They are God-given rights, right? Now, this one that we're in, I always like to say it, guys, I'm a citizen of heaven first, praise God. That transcends any other citizenship I may have. It does. But I'm also a citizen of this nation. Well, this nation has a constitution built on God-given rights. I exercise those as a son of the King. Amen? But the truth that sets me free is His truth. Amen? And so I can operate in this world as an ambassador of God, advancing His kingdom. Amen? On the authority of His word. And look what it says. And He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I love that. Amen? 1 John 4:13 in the NLT says, and God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. If that doesn't comfort you, it says, if God's for us, who can be against us? Well, who can be against us? Nobody. Now, is Satan going to make up a bunch of lies? Absolutely. Why? To get you to move, to get you not to stand, right? He's going to try to lie to you to get you into a place of fear, right? Where you're looking at the problem and you're trusting in the problem and not in God. Amen? And guys, I want you to understand, I'm not sitting here and saying that you're never going to feel that fear rise up. Of course you are. It's going to try to come against you because Satan knows that we're people. And people will respond to emotions, and he wants to stir it up, rattle it up. He wants to act as a roaring lion. Doesn't say he's a roaring lion. It said he comes as a roaring lion. Who's the roaring lion? The lion of the tribe of Judah. That's who the real lion is, right? That's Jesus, guys, just so you know. That's Jesus. He is the roaring lion. That's who he is, right? If you read on in 1 John 4, verse 18, it says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. His Spirit resides inside of us, sealing us, right? That fear is going to try to come on you, right? But His perfect love, as we trust in Him, it just casts it off. We cast our cares. He casts off our fears. Amen? I read it in the New King James because it says, because fear involves torment. That anxiety, that stress, it torments people, doesn't it? You ever been worried about something? Yes. And doesn't it torment you? I mean, that's the best word. Torment. 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 We got to be set free from that. It's hard to function when you're being tormented, right? And we're not supposed to live that way, right? And the reason I'm preaching this message today, I've preached this before, because we need it today. We need it today. Guys, there is a push to silence God's people. There's a push. And they're going to use every fear tactic known to man. They're going to threaten us with jail. They're going to threaten us with death. He says these things are going to come, right? What are we going to do about it? Well, it kind of goes back. I preached this last week, but I love it. I'm going to say it again. 2 Timothy 1, I'm reading out of the Passion, 12 through 14. It says, the confidence of my calling. You see, so many people talk about self-confidence, right? Self-confidence. And I'm not saying that's bad as long as the root is in the right place. See, you know, in order to perform any task, you have to have confidence. And they'll tell you, you have to have self-confidence. You have to, you know, be confident. You know, how are you going to go speak up in front of all those people and not be nervous? Because you have self-confidence. I've messed up enough times I don't trust myself. I'll be honest. But see, I'm confident in Him that He'll take care of any mess up I may do. And He'll, you know, when I pray every time before I preach, I pray, Holy Spirit, you speak what you want said. Because I'm going to talk in a way they may not understand. Because I talk funny. My wife tells me, you start in the middle and kind of end up at the end, then you go back to the beginning a little bit. Well, yeah, that's how my brain works. All of y'all's brains may not work that way. But I know that the Holy Spirit of truth residing inside of you will get you the truth you need, that you'll know it, and then you'll be set free. Amen? Because I'm confident in him. I'm confident in his word. I'm confident that he will deliver you from all your fears. Why? Because you're going to seek him. You're going to require him. You see, we require him. And let me tell you something. You know the reason why people are going to be coming to Jesus in droves? Is they're going to realize that they require him. They're going to realize, I can't make it without him. The confidence of my calling enables me to overcome every difficulty without shame. Why? For I have an intimate revelation of this God. I love how it says that. I know my God. I know my God. You see, I know God. When people tell me about my God that ain't true, I say, that's not my God. Well, why did God do this? Why did he let this happen? Why? That ain't my God. He didn't let anything happen. Satan took advantage of a lie, and he took it as far as he could. You see, God has given us all free will. We can choose the truth or we can choose a lie. We get to choose. But we have an intimate revelation of this God. And it says, and my faith, boy, that's it, in him, not in myself, my faith in him convinces me that he is more than able to keep all that I've placed in his hands, safe and secure until the fullness of his appearing. He's faithful to keep those things I commit to him. You see, when you look at the problem and the facts of the current condition of our world, you know, you say, oh, just come, Lord Jesus. Just come, Lord Jesus. And I feel that way too, you know. I want to be looking up, my redemption is nigh. But then I look where it says about the gospel will spread. You see, I think about those people that don't know Jesus. I think about them. And I can't save anybody. What's the old saying? The only thing we can cure is a ham. I can't save anybody. But I'm convinced that the Holy Spirit drawing those people to him will continue to draw. And we can continue to speak the truth in love, right? We can continue to be the lighthouse in a dark world, right? Spreading the light of Jesus in this region, right? Where people, in darkness, you're looking for light. Seriously. You ever been in a dark place where you can't even see your hand out? That dark, right? And you get a little glimmer of light, it's like, I'm going to go to that light. People are coming to the light of Jesus. You see. And yet Satan's going to try to tell Christians to shut up. Trying to get us afraid. Well, if we just don't make a lot of noise, nobody will pay attention to us and we'll just kind of keep doing what we're doing. I'm not here to start trouble with anybody. I'm here to do the king's bidding. Right? Amen. That keeps me out of trouble. And it keeps my emotions out of it. Because I can get a little snotty in myself. I can. I keep saying this. Listen to scripture first. I'm skipping. You don't have this one. Just listen. It's Psalm 135, 139, 5 in the Passion. I've read it before many times. You don't have to put it up, John. You can if you want. Passion. Psalm 139, verse 5. Now think about this. He says, you've gone into my future to prepare the way. Okay? If God's gone into our future preparing the way, what do we have to be afraid of? Right. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Right? I mean, let's be honest, right? And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. Amen. That's why all my friends say, how are you a preacher to a church? Do they know how many times we did those things? That's why I say, guys, I get excited. I mean, fighting was fun. Really. And that's, I hate to say that. I have so many people I need to apologize to. I just say, Lord, please just speak to them by your spirit. Just apologize and tell them it's from that goofy guy. But see, he spares us from any of those things, forgives us, then equips us, trains us. And gives me confidence that if he can change me, change the way I used to think, change the way I used to act, if he can take care of that, bring me into a position where I can encourage you where you're at to be convinced of what he'll do for you in faith, right? Who can be against you? Why would I be afraid? I'm not saying scary things aren't going to happen. We read the scriptures. People are going to be dying from fear. We know scary things. But now, people that haven't been here a long time, you're going to hear how smart I am, okay? I'm about to show you my intelligence. You'll only be scared if you're scarable. I'm pretty smart, huh? I figured that out. But there's some wisdom in that simplicity. I choose not to be scarable. Why? Because God's already taken care of my stupidity in my past. Praise God. And then he prepares me, equips me, convinces me that he is who he says he is. He'll do what he says he'll do. Then steps out my future before me. I got nothing to worry about. Listen, I'm not sitting here telling y'all that it's easy to walk this out every day in this world. But I'm saying it's not only possible, it's absolutely, it will happen. It's a certainty as we walk with him. It's a certainty. Amen? I better finish Timothy before I have to quit. That 13 says, allow the healing words. Allow. That's a choice. Allow the healing words you've heard from me to live in you. That's what God's word does. Those are healing words. And you know what they do? They live in you. Man. And make them a model for life as your faith and love for the anointed one grows even more and more. Guard well this incomparable treasure by the spirit of holiness living within you. That's the only way we can guard it, is by him, his Holy Spirit, guarding that truth. When we hear a lie, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. We're going to need these tools, folks. We need them now. Some of you know how much you need them, right? That fear has been trying to come on you. You know, how are we going to pay the bills next month? How is this ever going to cure? When am I ever going to feel better? All those questions that Satan throws on you, throws on you, throws on you. Well, by Jesus' stripes, you're healed. That's not my opinion. That's God's word.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.